Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Long Cat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 2, Episode 10, The Song of the Metal Whale.
Again soon. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Did you have a fun time in Dunkelschloss, little person?
Yes, a bear exploded and a person fell out.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Keep it moving. Bye-bye now.
Excuse me.
Thank you for coming.
Sorry, coming through?
Excuse me, Mom. You can't come in. The park is closing.
Oh, bugger. Oh, wait. I know. Call Blimey Governor. I works here. I does. I'm JJ.
I'm sorry, what?
JJ. From the, big crap greenhouse thing. Call Blimey Governor. Don't you recognise me?
I'm sorry, the park is closing. Please leave.
But I'm JJ. I live in the castle.
Sure you do. Bye-bye now. Thank you for coming.
But...
It's all right, mate. She's with me. What's your Betty?
Parker.
Here you go, mate. That's my wizard staff pass. See? There's my photo next to where it says manager.
It says assistant manager.
Yeah, all right. It's all management though, isn't it? Look, I'm here to see Hilda.
Oh. Okay, go through.
Me too?
Yeah, whatever. Okay, keep it moving.
Brill, phew.
Goodbye. Keep it moving. That's it.
Thank you, Parker. Gosh, that was good timing. JJ told me you were coming.
Where is she?
Although, we were both rather confused as to why you were coming. Are you here to see Hilda?
Oh, no. I just said that to get us in. Hilda mustn't find out that I'm here. Betty, where is JJ?
Right now? I'm not sure. I'm heading to the Schloss to wait for her.
I'll come with you. I need to talk to you both about Wizard and Jenkins.
Oh? Well, what about Jenkins? Oh, hang on. Jenkins said someone was replacing me. Is it you, then?
Replacing you? What do you mean?
Oh, well, he wants me to come home. Said there's someone else in Dunkelschloss who'll assist him. It's not you, then? I'm a bit naffed off, to be honest. I haven't even had a chance to plant the listening device.
Betty, I ain't replacing you.
It's not fair. I don't want to go back yet.
Betty.
I mean, be glad to see Freddy, of course, but one is allowed interest outside of one's child, isn't one?
Betty, stop a minute. I'm not replacing you. Jenkins doesn't even know I'm here. Which means there's someone else in this park on his payroll.
Well, I suppose so. I wonder who.
Yeah, I wonder.
Oh, did you say Hilda mustn't know you're here?
Yeah, why?
Because I think that might be her just ahead with the big blue bear.
Oh, bloody hell, it is her.
It's okay, she hasn't seen us. Quick, in here.
Thank you.
Oh, my knee! How's that hurt? Oh, stupid! So stupid! Running like a frightened idiot. I think you're right, Crow. They didn't follow me. Thank God.
Gretchen!
Oh, my God!
Are you right?
It's only you! Oh, my...
I heard you screaming. What happened?
Oh, well, my foot went through a hole. I've hurt my knee.
Oh, shit. Can you walk?
Yes, but it hurts.
Come on, my room's not far. Here, lean on me.
Ouch. Thank you.
Ow. Eric told me you'd gone exploring.
Oh, this castle! It's Swiss cheese. Holes in the floors, gaps in the walls, windows missing. It's a bloody death trap.
Really? Oh, shit, man. Hilda could have warned me. Here we are. Casa JJ. Come on in. Not far. Just over to the bed. Oh, one sec. Let me shove Eric's legs out of the way. Then you can sit down.
Is he okay?
He took some painkillers. Strong ones from the looks of it. Just stopped talking mid-sentence, dropped like a stone. Oh, don't worry, he's fine. I checked for a pulse.
Wow, okay. It's creepy how his eyes are open, yeah? He told me he's a friend of yours?
An ex-boyfriend, actually.
Ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Maybe I'm not seeing him at his best.
Yeah, well, you know, he can be really... Well, I mean, he's... Oh, I don't know what I saw in him. I guess I liked how he didn't give a shit.
And you wanted not to give a shit too, huh?
What?
Oh, my knee is swelling.
We should get you home.
No, I need to stay here until the night shift leaves. I can slip out then. If they're looking for me, they won't notice me amongst the others. And I don't think they saw my face.
Who didn't? What are you talking about?
I found something.
In the castle?
No, up my ass. Where's your sink?
Jeez, all right.
Oh, sorry. The pain is making me tetchy. I found a room. A library. The door is quite hidden. I'd never have found it if the crow hadn't shown me.
The crow?
The library was empty, but there was this smell. Fresh coffee. And the smell grew stronger the further I went into the room, so I followed my nose.
Okay.
It was strongest by one of the bookcases, and one of the books, it was sticking out more than the others, so I went to pull it off the shelf, and you will never guess-
Are you having a laugh? What is this, Scooby-Doo?
I beg your pardon?
Come on, a false bookcase. Leading to what, a secret tunnel?
No, actually.
Oh, was it an entrance to an old ride then? Like a spooky castle walkthrough experience or something? Oh, they should do that in Mockery, that'd be wicked.
If you shut up, I'll tell you what it was.
All right. Jeez.
When I pulled on the bookcase swung open.
Yeah, I already guessed that.
And behind the bookcase was a kitchen. A fully equipped, modern kitchen with a coffee machine. And beyond that room, I found-
You went in?
Of course. Beyond the kitchen, there was a corridor with many doors. It was like a kind of grand apartment. And JJ, I heard voices.
There are other people living in the castle.
Yeah, and no. They're not here for long. I listened to their conversation through the keyhole. They're here for a reason. A meeting. JJ, I think I'm close to finding out what's going on. And what happened to Gunther.
Who's Gunther again?
Oh my God! Who is Gunther? My friend! The one who disappeared!
Oh yeah, sorry. Got a lot on my mind.
Hilda won't see us in here.
Ooh, so glittery.
This sign says it's the Little Mermaid's underwater cave system. Do you know where this comes out?
No, haven't been here long enough. Let's find out. Come on.
Oh, there's little shimmery fish stuck to the wall.
This is rather charming.
Creepy, more like.
I thought you loved dimly lit tunnels, Parker.
What?
Don't play the innocent with me.
What are you talking about?
Well, a little birdie once told me that every summer you'd take a new girl down to the Mockery Tunnels.
Oh, no,
but you'd pretend you'd never found them before, that this was the first time you'd ever been down there.
Oh.
You'd disgust
discovered them together.
Oh, bloody hell, who told you that?
Remember Luke, obsessed with dodgeball? He told me, after you and I had split up.
Oh.
I think he was trying to make me feel better. Didn't work.
Oh, bloody Luke.
So I was one of many, was I, Parker?
No! I only did it a few times.
A few times, lovely.
I was a teenager, Betty.
That makes it okay, does it?
No, but look, the girls always enjoyed it. I'd be like, oh, it's dark down here, I'm well scared. Hold me hand, would you? And then they'd comfort me.
Oh,
and
spare me the details.
Look, everyone involved had a very nice time. It was just a bit of fun, summer romance, you know?
Oh, I know. I know very well.
Oh, you must have thought it was a right bell end when you heard that.
Yep. The ceiling's getting awfully low.
You what? Ow! Bloody hell! Get off my head!
It's your fault for being so tall. Oh, we'll have to crawl. Come along. On your knees, Parker.
Oh, God.
So what was it you wanted to talk about anyway? Have you fallen out with Jenkins or something?
You could put it like that. Yeah, this place seems familiar.
Aha! Ceiling's getting higher again. Look, it's a slide. Low tunnel, then a slide. This is just like
dreamland.
Goodness. That's unsettling. Come on. Last one down's a wet fish. Whee!
I don't believe this. Bloody dreamland. Bloody hell.
Hurry up. Don't leave me down here on my own.
All right.
Didn't say we. It's not as fun when you don't say we.
Oh, we.
Look, a maze. Underwater themed.
It's the exact same layout as Dreamland. Identical. They must have copied it.
Oh, you know what this means. There must be a drop right at the centre of the maze.
Yeah. It also means I know the quickest way through. Come on.
So, did Jenkins tell you anything about Hilda or Dunkelschloss? Because he sent me over here with barely any intel at all.
Yeah. He's been keeping me in the dark too, about a lot of things.
Come on, Parker, spit it out. I'm gagging to know.
Oh, I don't want to have to say it twice, Betty. Let's wait until we find JJ.
Oh, she doesn't care. She's completely checked out. All she's wanted to do for the last 3 years is run away, and then run away some more. So just tell me...
All right.
Why have we stopped? We can walk and talk.
Betty, I think Jenkins might have had me dad killed, and then off the bloke what did it.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's... it's heavy. What makes you think that? Because I thought we all came to the conclusion that Norton had your father killed.
Yeah.
By that Smithy character.
Yeah, we did. And do you remember who helped us to that conclusion?
Jenkins. But hang on. It made sense, didn't it? Norton had been bumping people off for years. To make sure no one challenged his claim to mockery.
But what if it was Jenkins bumping him off? What if we'd been wrong, Betty?
What are you saying? That Norton didn't hurt anyone?
Oh no, he definitely did. But maybe not as many as we thought. When Norton killed your aunt, Jenkins might have realised this is the perfect cover. I'll blame it all on Norton.
But why would Jenkins kill your dad?
Dad must have found out.
Found out what?
That Jenkins was running a dodgy operation out of Mockery Manor.
Excuse me? What kind of dodgy operation?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't have any evidence yet, but I know...
Parker, if there's no evidence, why would you think that? Jenkins isn't the type. He's been like a grandfather to you.
Yeah. He has.
So wouldn't you have known? Wouldn't you have noticed if he was a dodgy...
No, Betty, I wouldn't. They could be selling bloody bazookas in front of me nose and I probably wouldn't notice. I'm a terrible assistant manager. Davina does 90% of my job, and even then I can't keep up. I'm drowning, Betty.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that, Parker.
But I guess I knew something wasn't right. And then I asked Jenkins about me dad, and you should have seen how he reacted. He's got secrets, Betty. I always knew that, but I just thought he was old-fashioned. Kept things private, you know? But now, it's got something to do with Hilda. I think her and Jenkins, they're like business partners or something.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's it.
Are you all right?
Dodgy business partners. Another piece of the jigsaw falls into place. Ha!
What?
Parker,
Just the other day, I overheard Hilda planning something. A meeting of some sort with the committee? That's what she was calling it.
Committee?
Yes. She was telling some Italian guy about it. Italian! He must be the Mafia. Hilda's in bed with the Mafia. So, this Italian gangster, he wouldn't shut up about whales. Beluga whales.
Hang on. Giuseppe?
That's his name! So you know him? How do you know him? What do you think beluga whales is code for?
I think it's code for beluga whales. Giuseppe owns an aquarium.
Oh.
Yeah, I've met Giuseppe a couple of times. Nice bloke. He's part of the Wizard Exchange Programme or whatever it is. I don't know. Jenkins won't let me get involved with it. Oh my God!
What is it?
Jenkins won't let me get involved. The Wizard European Exchange Programme.
What? Tell me!
The Wizard European Exchange Programme. It's a cover. It's a smuggling ring.
A smuggling ring? And this committee, it must be comprised of the heads of each wizard thingy.
Entertainment property. Yeah. There's theme parks, aquariums, waxworks, science museums all over Europe.
A Europe-wide smuggling ring, hiding in plain sight. My God, this is huge. How bloody exciting.
Jesus, Betty, it's not exciting. It's what my dad was killed for.
Oh, yes. Sorry. But hang on. Wait a gosh darn second. No, this doesn't add up.
What doesn't?
Hilda told Giuseppe that Jenkins wasn't invited to the meeting. She said he mustn't find out about it. Except, obviously, he did find out because I told him. But when we were on the phone, Jenkins said he had no idea what was going on.
But he would say that.
But if he's not invited, and if he's telling the truth and he really doesn't know about this committee...
Oh, bloody hell, my brain's hurting.
Maybe it's a secret committee. Maybe Jenkins thinks this exchange program is all above board and tickety-boo. Maybe he's being used.
So, he might be innocent? He might not have hurt my dad?
Maybe. But he knows something's going on. That's why he sent me here. So he's getting dangerously close to the truth. And Hilda... Well... I wonder if this meeting is to decide what to do about that.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Are you sure he's not dead?
Well, Eric,
he's very pale. And his tongue is lolling out.
Just ignore him. So, these people I've been sharing my castle with, they're managers of wizard parks, and they're here for a meeting. That's not very interesting, to be honest.
They are not just managers, and this is not just a meeting. They are criminals. I only heard a little bit, but what I did hear proved all my suspicions. All my suspicions. All my suspicions. All my suspicions. All my suspicions.
And did you know a beluga whale rescued a diver in distress by pushing her to the surface? Oh, it brings a tear to my eye just thinking about it.
You already told us this story, Giuseppe. Where are the others, Antoine?
You mean the other managers? Oof. In their rooms? Enjoying the park? I don't know. Alors, one slippery nipple, one pina colada, and one sex on the beach.
Grazie, Antoine. And did you know, belugas are called sea canaries because they sing all the time. Oh, mamma mia. The song of the metal whale is less sweet. I will not sleep with that noise. My room is right next door to the lorry bay.
Oh, none of us will sleep anyway.
Oui, of course. The meeting is tonight. In the banqueting hall of Koshai the Deathless. Ridiculous.
Why does Hilda always do this?
Well, she is very theatrical. A showman. As long as I have known her.
It is not theater. It is paranoia. Look where she puts us. in a crumbling castle next to a lorry bay full of her men. Mm. Her office is a fortress, and this coach I ride, only she knows the layout. She puts us at a disadvantage.
At least it will be over by tomorrow. I will be home soon.
You want to be with your whales?
I do. I have started to think of a way to get out of this, you know.
Out of the meeting?
Out of wizard.
Giuseppe, no.
You know I never wanted this. These last 3 years, it is too much. Bigger and bigger. When will it stop? So, it is time for me to retire. I shall miss my aquarium, but I have purchased a little plot of land in Florence. Mwah! Bellissimo. A perfect spot for a petting zoo, perhaps.
It is not the time. You will be allowed to retire, but not now.
Allowed? Mamma mia! Who is stopping me? You two would stop me?
No, of course not, but Ingrid, she is right. To leave now, it is too precarious while there is all this drama.
You must wait until it is resolved.
Then let us resolve it as quickly as possible.
I will drink to that.
Let us talk of more pleasant things, please. Antoine, how is your Dungeon of Horrors?
I have a new interactive guillotine. Beautiful piece of engineering.
Fun for the kiddie winkies.
We were in the middle of installing it when Hilda called. Very annoying. I presume this meeting is about the missing shipments, no?
Yes. Hilda must have discovered something.
Something too important to tell us over the phone.
Well, we are close, Hilda and I. She told me.
You know?
You know what is going on?
And you have not told us yet?
You must tell us. What was that? Did you hear that?
It's probably one of the others.
No, it came from over there. Aha!
No.
Stop!
Who is it, Antoine?
Someone was there, listening. Come back! We will not hurt you!
I ran, and I didn't stop until I caught my foot and fell.
Wow, yeah. Scary stuff. People drinking cocktails and talking about whales.
It's a crime syndicate! They are criminals!
Okay. How did you come to that conclusion?
Oh, think about it. The hidden rooms are right next to a lorry bay.
Yeah, so?
The Dunkelschloss lorry bay is on the other side of the park.
I thought you just said there was a lorry bay in the castle.
Oh, there is! A secret lorry bay! Which means there are two lorry bays. Why would you need two lorry bays? I will tell you. Because one of them is legitimate and not suspicious, and the other one, the secret one, is doing secret shit! Putting things in lorries that shouldn't be there! Illegal things.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you just don't give a shit, do you?
I mean, it's not really anything to do with me.
How are you this jaded at 21? It's quite something. I am sad for you.
Don't be. I'm fine.
Sure you are.
Oh my God, just stop it, you smug bellend!
Bellend?
Everyone keeps saying I'm a screw-up when I'm not, and it's really annoying. I'm glad you've had a breakthrough, Gretchen. That's really great. But I'm going to sell my painting, grab my sister, and get out of here if that's all right with you. What do you mean, sell your painting? Oh! Betty! Alright? And Barker? Bloody hell! Long time no see, buddy!
You alright, JJ?
What is Bellend? And who is this?
Parker, you're right.
JJ, you'd better not have changed your mind. We are not selling that bloody painting!
What's this about a painting?
Oh, don't ask. JJ's been hanging out with gangsters. No, that's not...
Gangsters?
Different gangsters, not the wizard gangsters.
Wizard gangsters?
Like magical gangsters?
No, like...
Oh, you mean wizards in Wizard Entertainment. I knew that. Hang on, what do you mean wizard gangsters?
JJ, we've got to talk.
Wait, first, JJ, I want you to bloody promise you are not selling that painting.
She is not. She is giving it to me.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
All of you, against the wall.
Oh, no.
And move real slow.
Hey everyone, Lawrence here. Thanks for listening to Mockery Manor. If you'd like to support the show, we have a new merch shop. Go to longcatmedia.com/shop and you can browse through our t-shirts, mugs, pin badges, stickers, laptop cases, and all sorts of other ridiculous things. You can be the proud owner of a Frostwald fridge magnet if your heart desires it. You can also visit our Bandcamp page. Lindsay and I have just uploaded some shows that we made a few years ago, but that we think you'll really enjoy. Bandcamp is an online record store that really pays its artists well, so it's a great way to support the show. Click the link in the show notes of this episode to be taken there. Mockery Manor is written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design, and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Giuseppe, Antoine, and Bodanko. Abby Eastwood was Gretchen. Lindsay Sharman was Margot and the turnstile operator. And Suze Kempner was Ingrid.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.